between Iran and Israel is obviously heating up, as we just spoke with journalist Annie Cyrus about. But the key point is to look at the economy and see how the economy is doing. And if you look at just oil numbers coming out right now, oil is skyrocketing. But it was even before the attacks that took place over the weekend. On Friday, oil hit new highs, six-month highs specifically. Oil prices on Friday closed around $92 a barrel, which is something like we said you haven't seen in the last 6 months. So experts are expecting oil to skyrocket over these upcoming days. And it's not just oil numbers you need to keep an eye on. It's also the numbers regarding precious metals. Gold and silver are expected to do extremely well in the upcoming days. But investors are saying that now is the time, and this is an exact quote, an opportunity of a lifetime to invest in gold and silver because, well, they're expected to hit a little bit of a low, but then skyrocket is what these experts are saying. And so many of you at home probably should consider just that. I know I am, especially with the fact that, well, Joe Biden seems to be getting us into another war, potentially. And what do most people do when there's a war on the horizon? Well, they make sure to invest in things like precious metals. So joining us now to discuss is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time as always on this issue, especially we're seeing all these experts coming out and saying that now's a good time to buy gold and silver. What's your thoughts on all of this?
Well, there's so many reasons that are pushing into that statement. The Iran-Israeli conflict is just one of them. So whenever there's times of war, and we've got numerous ones hitting us right now, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Israel, you know, Hamas, I mean, you name it, right? So it's just like happening. But what that does in the hearts and minds of people is it causes them to think with uncertainty and a little bit of fear, right? And so whenever things are uncertain about financial future, because wars are expensive and stocks, bonds, mutual funds generally come down during wartime, money is printed to fund it. War is very expensive and that causes inflation. So for that reason, people just tend to kind of pull back and want to go into something that's real. That's the flight for quality that we see during wartime environments where gold and silver tend to thrive. Mm-hmm. So that's just reason number one. Right. And this is kind of a doozy over the weekend. You know, you had the G7 nations meeting. First, you had Biden said, oh, we're going to support Israel. And then it's like, no, we're actually not going to support Israel. And then the G7 nation says, we're going to offer our support. But then they really don't do anything. And Russia, you know, condemns the action, but they don't go as far as to say that Iran did the wrong thing. It's like, these are all words that mean absolutely nothing. When it's like, you're bad, but we're not going to do anything about it, right? So this is going to persist, right? So you've got that going on. Now you've got central banks around the world, Brianna, are allocating into gold by the hundreds or thousands of tons because of what started during a war. So during the Russia-Ukraine conflict, when it first started, what did Biden do? Biden went to Putin and said, hey, number one, we're going to kick you out of the SWIFT system, which is the way that countries or banks get wires, right? You don't get an international wire or domestic wire unless you're part of the SWIFT system. So what he wanted to do was starve out the Russian people. And Putin said, wow, it's not going to happen under my watch, not to my people. So he went to China. And that one action caused the emergence of the BRICS nations. They were already there for a long time. However, this rock solid economic political union between Russia and China was established and solidified and put on steroids because of Biden's nuclear option economically of cutting Russia off from SWIFT because they needed to get money. So China already had something like that for the BRICS nations. And so Xi in China said, hey, Putin, just join us. You don't have to worry about SWIFT. We got it all taken care of, which they did. And that created a rock solid union. But then what Biden also did was he froze Russian assets. So all of their gold, I mean, they had a lot of gold. They had like almost $1 trillion worth of gold, right? So what did they do? They froze it. And so now he couldn't get to it. So the rest of the world now, because of the things that happened during wartime, which is usually economic sanctions, is telling the Fed, we want our gold. The gold that you have stored there in America, we want it back. We're going to repatriate it and bring it back to our homeland. Well, Congress got wind of this and sent a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, yes, to the Fed. Well, what did Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed, say? He said, well, I don't care about this FOIA request. We're not giving you the information. It's like, what? It's like, what happened, Brianna, to the rule of law in America where subpoenas and congressional requests actually meant something, right? Because he's not complying. But then he said, well, the New York Fed Bank actually has that information, but you know what? They're not going to give it to you either. We're a private bank. It's like, what? So they just get away with just completely avoiding a congressional subpoena. But you have to ask why. Why don't they want to give up that information? Is it really that condemning or that bad? And the answer is yes, right? So, yeah. So since April, the number of tons of gold that's gone to China is 160 tons. The amount of gold that's left America is 134 tons. So there's this balance shift, you know, this pendulum shifting moment where wealth is moving from the West to the East, and the Fed doesn't want the world to know about it. Right. So because all these countries are afraid of the weaponization of the US dollar, putting economic sanctions on them. If you misstep once, you know, they're going to freeze your assets. Nobody wants that. So they want their gold back. Now, it's not just in America. The European Union told Russia this morning, actually, they said, hey, you owe Romania almost 91 tons of gold. From going all the way back to like 1916, they said, give it back to Romania. You know what Medvedev said? And I'm not going to say the word because it's a clean show, but he basically said, F off. It's like, what? It's like, so all these countries now are starting to want to freeze people's assets and give them to somebody else. There's also Janet Yellen, chairman of the, you know, Secretary of Treasury here in America, told Russia that, hey, you know, the gold that we basically froze for you, we're going to give it to Ukraine. It's like, they don't own it. It's not theirs to give, but we're not giving it back to them. And now we're going to give it to somebody else. So this is just ticking off Putin, and it's ticking off all the other countries to say, well, we don't want to play this game. We're taking our stuff because they're acting like rogue and they're going to steal all of our assets. So China, this is really interesting. I mean, this is almost like a soap opera playing itself out economically. Yeah. China's been amassing like thousands, tens of thousands of tons of gold. Basically, unsubstantiated amounts are around 30,000 tons because they lie about everything. It's hard to know exactly how much they have. Officially, they have 5,000 tons, which is still a lot. That's tons of gold, right? But unofficially, they have about 30,000. Well, because of the amount of short positions that the big banks in America have on silver, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America. I mean, on last week, they shorted 1.2 billion ounces of silver to try to drive the price down. Well, that's astronomical because the total amount of silver coming out of the ground for mines in a whole year is like 800 million. I mean, now, so they shorted more in one day than the entire annual production of silver globally. So with those short positions, if the price of silver goes up, they lose money hand over fist. So what is China now doing? They're playing the smart game. They're playing this game of chess where we showed up playing, you know, I don't know, Skippo or something. It's like, it's not even the same game, and it's not even close. So they are now buying silver in China rather than gold to drive the price up because that will kill Western banking in America. I mean, they're playing this very smart. So what's happened to silver? Silver has gone up over $6 in the last 2 months, like up over 30%, Brianna, in the last 2 months because of these things that are starting to happen and the increased demand and the ultra low supply. So when you look at all of that, Bank of America has now given projections for this move of gold and where it's going to take it. Remember, gold's sitting around little less than $2,400 an ounce as we record. Bank of America thinks it's going to $3,000. Goldman Sachs, $2,700. UBS, $4,000 an ounce. banks always understate their growth on gold because they're banks, right? And so these are probably very conservative numbers. The average is 3,200 between those three. So here's why we go into silver. I mean, that's a massive growth from 2,400 to 3,200 on average. But there's this ratio, Brianna, between gold and silver. How many ounces of silver does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? Historically, that number is 20-1. Mm-hmm. Today, it's about a little over 80-1. So let's look at this gold price, and the ratio will always regress towards the mean. We're going to approach 20-1. But if gold goes to 3,200, like these big banks say, at 80-1, that puts silver at $40 an ounce. At 60-1, $53 an ounce. At 40-1, $83 an ounce. 30-1, 107, we get back to the historical average, silver at $165 an ounce. This is where we can use this mayhem, the wars and rumors of wars, the chaos, the shorting of silver, this economic warfare that's playing out. And when we identify that with wisdom and discernment and just act and do something about it, we can literally thrive. And those numbers that we're talking about are one of those, and we've already moved, again, over 30% in the last 2 months. This is incredible in and of itself. But now when these things start to accelerate and manifest themselves, we can truly take advantage of them and let this political chaos work in our favor for once.
Yeah, and I think it's really important too. And you mentioned, well, two things. Number one, FOIA requests, they don't like complying with those these days. I know I've got a couple of lawsuits pending on that. The most transparent administration ever doesn't like transparency, and they encourage their other agencies to not be transparent as well. But you also mentioned too, the seizing of assets and then just being able to decide, you know, this belongs to Russia, but we're just going to give it to Ukraine. I think a lot of American citizens are concerned that's going to happen here in the United States to our personal assets. People like you and me, I mean, they could just decide at any point it seize it. And there's very little that you could do to fight back, and even if you take them to the court. So I think it's interesting now to discuss the investing in precious metals, because now's a good time to do so. For our audience right now at home considering doing so, what would be the key points that you would like to drive home on that? And then where can they go to find out more information?
So the key points are, we always want to be in the right place at the right time. At some points, given the right economic conditions, lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, creating jobs, the stock market will do really, really well. But what we've got now is rising taxes, rising interest rates, slow down inflation they're creating. We've got wage reduction and job losses. Like, it's exactly the opposite. That's what causes gold and silver to go up. So, but look at what you just said was really important. Americans are getting concerned that the government could take away their assets just like they did with Russia. You know what? They don't need our permission.
Yeah.
They don't even have to act mean about it. We have already given up ownership of our checking and savings accounts and brokerage accounts at wherever to them after 2009. When we had that crisis back then, they changed the laws. It's in every prospectus that you get when you open up a checking or savings account. It's called beneficial ownership. We are no longer the owner of our checking and savings and brokerage accounts. We're beneficiaries of it. We gave ownership to them. So therefore, they don't have to ask permission to use it, to use your assets as collateral to pay off derivatives debt or anything. We've already given that up, and most people don't know. So how do you get out of that system? Simply by getting out of the system, go into tangible assets like gold and silver that are not digital, they're not paper. You take delivery of them or you have them stored, right? So to do that, just give us a call. 720-605-3900 and say Brianna sent you, or we set up a website for you that you can actually go to for you. And that is briannagold.com. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's very, very easy. Yeah. BREANNA gold.com.
And either one, you'll just fill out a little bit of information. Say you heard Kirk and Brianna talking, you really want to protect your assets. Fill out a couple of questions, and then we will call you to set up a time for us to dig in a little bit deeper, find out what your concerns are, your fears, your goals, your aspirations, and then map out a strategy for success using precious metals to get you out of that horrible system that we just talked about, which is awful. Intrusion, loss of privacy, loss of financial freedom. But in the same side is having a smile on our face, because you're almost sticking it to them, right? You're sticking it to China and to Russia, who are trying to manipulate the system. And once you understand how anybody is manipulating the system, you can act accordingly to protect. And that's what we do.
Yeah, I think that's critical too. And you know, I have a friend who believed in crypto like crazy and is calling me now saying that the government has accused him of crimes that he has not committed. And now the crypto company that he was working with no longer wants to do business with him and has released all of his money and isn't doing business with him anymore. And so it does happen and people need to prepare for it. And I think this is a great option to prepare for the government just overreaching and going after individuals, which, you know, we talk about in the show all the time. It's a weaponized federal government. So really, we assume that everything is at their disposal these days. So again, folks, if you want to learn more and just get some information on all of this and come up with a plan for yourself, all you have to do is head over to briannagold.com. That's briannagold.com. You're going to see that little form where you could fill out your contact information. And like Dr. Kirk just said, he's going to have someone call you from his team. They're going to schedule an appointment. And then they're going to have a phone call with you where they could go over your options, which are really, really important to do, especially during times like this. They're saying it's now the best time to purchase gold and silver and become an investor. And, you know, I am myself right now. So I would highly recommend our audience doing that. So again, folks, if you'd like to go over your options, head over to briannagold.com. Dr. Kirk Elliott, it's always so insightful to speak with you. We love talking to you. We love getting all the dirt on the economy and what the backhand plans are and what they're doing behind our backs. So we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.